Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1749 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, Pulliam Street. Deponent says that when he reached the Selig home on Saturday, April 26th, that his wife was preparing the noontime meal, but had not yet served it, and that she did not serve the meal before he left the house. Deponent says that he did not see Mr. Dot Frank at all on April 26, 1913, and that his evidence in the trial of Mr. Dot Frank was the result of a plan perfected by W.J. Burns and others to collect the reward offered for the arrest and conviction of the murderer of Mary Fagan. Deponent says he told Mr. R.L. Craven that he did not want to tell anything on Mr. Dot Frank, but Mr. Dot Craven would tell him to go right ahead and do what he told him to do, and that he would get the reward already referred to above, and he was weak enough to do as Mr. Dot Craven told him to do. Deponent says he is sorry for all the wrong he has done to Mr. Dot Frank, and that he wants this true statement of facts placed in the hands of Mr. L.Z. Rosser to be used by him with the hope that same can in some way undo the great wrong he was lead to do by the white people he was working with at the time, and that Leo M. Dot Frank at any time. Deponent again says that he did not see Leo M. Dot Frank at any time or place on Saturday, April 26, 1913, and that he will also testify when called upon at any time. S. Albert McKnight subscribed and sworn to before me the 18th day of January, 1914. S. C. W. Burke, Notary Public, Fulton County. Sworn to and subscribed, signature acknowledged before me, Jan. 19, 1914. E.D. Thomas, Chief Judge, Municipal Court of Atlanta. Charles T. Phillips, Jr., sworn for the moment. I am a reporter of the Atlanta Journal, and as such, on the night of February 21, 1914, I interviewed one Albert McKnight in the Gould Building in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, and the result of my interview with Albert McKnight appeared in the Sunday issue of the Atlanta Journal of February 22, 1914, and said interview correctly appeared therein. I offered McKnight regarding the affidavit referred to, and McKnight stated to me that the affidavit made to C.W. Burke, a notary public for Fulton County, Georgia, on January 19, 1914, was in every word the truth. I asked him if C.W. Burke or any other person offered him any inducement or reward for the making of said affidavit, and McKnight stated to me that he made the affidavit of his own free will and accord, without any promises whatsoever from C.W. Burke or any other source, and made it simply because it was the truth. C.W. Burke was present, but did not in any way interfere with my examination of Albert McKnight. He stated repeatedly to me that he regretted the fact that he had uttered lies against Mr. Dot Frank, and expressed himself as anxious at that time to rectify the wrong he had done Mr. Dot Frank and set himself straight in the eyes of the world.